My staff was a little concerned since this was our first date and I hadn't got a chance to meet all of you that they had about 15 pages of prepared remarks, but I'm going to not do that to you all. You can read my remarks in the written record, but I just really want to share a few things with you. You've indicated correctly that 2017-2018 is a very different economic situation for our farm community and our rural communities across this land than it was in when the 14 Farm Bill was promulgated. So we've got some challenges ahead. Our budget situations are challenging, but I think together we can do that. I'm excited about being at the department. What I've found is a cadre of hardworking, dedicated career people over there. Not ideological, but they're passionate about American agriculture, how we can make it better. My goal, and I've stated internally and externally, is to make you as the Committee on Agriculture here in the House proud of the way the USDA is run. My goal is to make it the most effective, most efficient, the best managed, the best value agency in the United States government. We had an opportunity in Georgia to do some of that. We've begun already in looking at that, and I know some of your questions will want to hear about my ideas for reorg, or I really call it realignment today. I look forward to hearing those and answering those. But the challenges we face now, you know that our farm economy is down about 50% drop in net income from where it was in 2013 as you all were looking and contemplating the 14 Farm Bill. We've got several members, particularly younger farmers, have levered up in this situation where the revenue is not supporting their debt structure, and they're in some dire straits that way. So the safety net that you all referred to and have worked very well, without maybe a couple of situations that we can improve on, has been a safety net. Our crop insurance combined with the ARC and PLC programs, I think, have been worked very well generally. But we're in some dire straits out there, and the government payments total almost $13 billion in 2016. And based on those great yields that Chairman or Ranking Member Peterson talked about that we can't continue to depend on, it's going to be less than that in 2017. So the crop insurance, again, has been a good support. But the other thing is rural development has been a wonderful program. What I've learned about USDA, how vast, how broad, how helpful it can be in rural America overall. That's why I was glad to see and glad to participate with the president in his signing of the executive order of interagency working together, determining what are those barriers to American agriculture and how can we eliminate those and mitigate those for the prosperity of rural America. It's not just the producers. You know, if farms aren't doing well in our rural communities, those rural communities don't do well. So we're looking at how we can help those thrive as well, and I look forward to explaining my vision for rural development upon your questions. So you also know that USDA provided approximately 243,000 loans to $35.2 billion dollars to farmers and ranchers. That led to a full utilization of the program level for fiscal year 16 and with record loan levels at $6.3 billion. So those are the kind of things that we think will help the safety net out here. And I look forward to engaging with you personally here today, but also in your offices and your phone calls about the issues that pertain to your constituents in the ag community, so together we can resolve their concerns, their fears, their anxieties over where the future of agriculture goes and address those in a way that makes sense for our shareholders, the taxpayers of the United States of America. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.